Amen. This year shall remain your year of peace and favor. Peace and favor. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So I'll take a few questions. But before I take the few questions, let me share something with you. Amen. Because there's something I observed, that there's a lot of attraction, people attracted coming to this ministry. And so many things, so many aspects of Christianity are not properly understood. I discovered that so many aspects of Christianity are not understood. From discussion from people. And so we try using this platform that we have, this opportunity we have to talk to the whole world like this, to cause people to learn certain things. See, Christianity, there's a way the Lord Jesus Christ put it. I think it's in Matthew 11. Let's read one scripture. There's a statement there that the Lord Jesus spoke. Matthew 11, where he says, verse 20, it starts from verse 28. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Then he said, take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. My emphasis is verse 30. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. That is my emphasis. Christianity is very, very easy. But unfortunately, man in our makeup, anything that is too easy is not appreciated. Anything that is free is not appreciated. I'm telling you this, that the churches that full where with people crowd going there, for instance, there are no churches that sell handkerchief, sell water, sell anointing oil, where you will buy because you have bought it with so much money, then you attach value to it. But that is not Christianity. Some people go to such places and think they are going to church. You are going to commercial centers. It's business places you are going to. That's not Christianity. There's nothing in that thing that can be supported with the scripture. Nothing there. Nothing. Nothing there. You see, I'm saying this, you know, with all sense of responsibility as a pastor myself, leading people. Like I teach, you know, I try to tell you that the way first fruit is taught, that it is wrong. That the whole salary you collected the month of January, and at January, nine hunger, the wire person pass. Salary people, you know now, salary people. In December, this demonic celebration, Christmas, that's the period the price of everything increases. That is the time unnecessary expenses take place. Unnecessary. Until that Christmas day will arrive, then you will say, now the Christmas day be today. So what is the big deal about this deal? Nothing. But yet there's a spirit. You know the next one again. You are preparing for the next one again now. Then January, come and see workers. I read everywhere. Yes. Even to bring offering now. Some of you know if you bring offering here today. Because of January. Christmas. Then somebody is saying that your first month salary. He say bring it like that complete to the pastor. Hey! Where did he go chop? Some pastors are very wicked. There's nothing like that in the Bible. Nothing supports it. Amen. It's the first business you did. I've just blessed a sister who brought her first fruit from a business she just started. That's all. Well, I'm using it as an example. Then, here you are again. You don't believe that God can answer your prayer. You have been taught until you do some dry fasting. So, when the waka breeze still blow you, sir. Now, unless you teach somebody that is how to receive from God, they will not receive. They will not believe you. You see, if this program where power must change hands, like some church organized, where you don't come. I have, some many years ago, I attended one, Mountain of Fire. Power must change hands. They say you do it with dry fasting. Me, I not join them, do dry fasting. I only went to see what thing they do for them. So I follow them, go. The crowd that I saw, I asked, so all these people did dry fasting. Say, all of them, no food, no water. What happened? Power must change hands. Now that is the kind of thing people like. But church, how do you reconcile that with the word of God? Jesus said, my yoke is easy. My yoke, he said, come to me. All ye that labor, you have been fighting on your own. You did not succeed. The Lord gave us Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. See, had left a crimson stain, it was. He took all our problems, all the trouble we will have been troubling us, he nailed it to the cross of Calvary. Amen. I want to tell you something. And I know somebody is hearing and I know people are learning. Amen. The yoke is simple. I sat down. Somebody, now, grace was so much. I'm talking about the end time message churches. Quickly, let me quickly tell you. Go and find out. Let me quickly tell you. None of those ministries that tell you, do this, do that, do this so that this will happen. Try fasting, do this. None of their leaders do that. None of their leaders do that try fasting. Nothing like that. They know it. That is where grace comes in. Praise the Lord. That is where grace comes in. Amen. You know what I want to tell you today? I want to tell you how to pray. Some people, you have come for vigil here. Amen. It's fine. Many of us, we do not know how to pray. What I want to teach you, practice it. I know I took a message before, how to pray. But I just want to simplify it further. Amen. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. What is the meaning of prayer? What's the meaning of prayer? Pure and simple. Prayer is to ask a higher power or a higher authority to do something for you. Listen very well. What is prayer? Prayer is the act of asking somebody who is higher than you, a higher power or a higher authority, to do something for you that you cannot do. If you can do it, you won't go to ask him to do it for you. So what is prayer before our God? Is to ask God to do something for you. And it can be anything. It can be to fight an uncle that is disturbing your life. Or to go and touch your boss to promote you. Or to touch one girl to agree to marry you. Or to go and touch the in-laws to agree to release the daughter to marry you. Oh, you don't have food to eat to provide food for you. To get a job for you. To heal you because you are sick and you have tried all doctors, they could not heal you. Therefore, you are coming to the doctor of all doctors. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now there are three types of prayers. We have the personal prayer. We have the congregational prayer. And we have the prayer of agreement. Two people agreeing over a matter. Then the congregational prayer as we are coming today like this. Now, but my emphasis today is the personal prayer. Not the one we came here today, but the personal prayer. And let me quickly tell you, your personal prayer is more powerful. It's the most powerful prayer you can ever have. The prayer between you and him. That is the most powerful prayer. Oh, hallelujah. Now, we also know that there is fasting and prayer. There are prayers that go with fasting, and there are prayers that don't go with fasting. Amen. Now the prayer that whether it will go with fasting or not with fasting is dependent upon what you are asking for. Depending on what you are asking for, then you will know whether I will do it with fasting or without fasting. If it is a prayer of desperation, you are desperate, then that prayer should go with fasting. Amen. Like the type of prayer, that woman, where her mate, the Yabam every time, Hannah, the mother of Samuel. While they went to that Shiloh that everybody was eating and enjoying, she refused to eat. She was kneeling down there by the altar and then she was pouring her heart before God. She refused to eat until God answered her through the prophet Eli. Then she stood up and went to eat. And many more examples in the Bible. There is the woman with the unjust judge. I was praying, let the judge avenge her enemies. Oh, see what they are doing. See what they are doing. The judge, you know, they pity anybody, not they listen to anybody. But he said, because of the way that woman, they, with trouble, he said, make her avoid this woman trouble. You answer and answer her well, so that you don't come back again. And Jesus was using that example in Luke chapter 18 to teach us. Amen. Luke chapter 18 to teach us how to trouble God until we receive what we're looking for. And then the importunate friend. Where the friend in Luke chapter 11, where he came in the midnight and he was knocking because he had a friend, he was giving food. And you know, say his neighbor there get food. He said, he knocked. This man has a principle. Once he has locked his door, he's sleeping with his family, he does not open door again till morning. But because he knows if he doesn't open friend the door, this man will not go away. So sleep, you don't go sleep. Go, the man no go go. Back, 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 back. Nah, I need bread. He said, because of his importunity, he said he will give him as many as he wants so that he will not come back again. Praise the Lord. praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And every fasting that we go with a fast, there is a burden that goes with it. And because of that burden, you don't feel the impact of that fast. You will fast 3 days like this before you go remember and say you never chop. But any fast where they by force now they do, you go see day one, you go say, chai, I go feel carry and eat tomorrow. So you are wasting your time. Cut off, go and chop. Because the correct fast must go with a burden. There is a problem that is overweighing you. Even appetite for food, you will not eat, get appetite to eat. So you won't think of food. But when you see yourself, that is the one where they knock for you. Sister, do 3 days dry fasting and you are doing it because they tell you make you do. And watch it. How many of such fastings have produced any results? You are doing it. They say do dry fasting. Amen. But something that involves life. The matter of life and death. You know, say if I dream like this, it will come to pass. If I dream like this, it will come to pass. Then you can't remember, say, this woman. You know, she takes suffer before you get her. Then you can't dream, say, she die. If this woman die, I'm finished. I will start all over. If my father die, I'm finished. If my mother die, I'm finished. You are depending on someone, then you saw. And you know, once you see, it will come to pass. You wake up. Nobody will tell you not to fast before you fast. You won't even remember food. You don't know how to speak in tongue. The tongue will burst out by force. Because you won't know what you are saying yourself out of desperation. Praise the Lord. But there is the normal prayers that you wake up in the morning, you want to pray. You come back before you sleep, you want to pray. That type of prayer does not need fasting. And yet, they are very powerful prayers. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's look at it. What the psalmist says in Psalm 91. The first 8 verses of Psalm 91. Let me read it. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Verse 3. Surely, that is he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Surely, he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Surely the Most High shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flyeth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Why? Because you dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Why? Because you dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And this is where personal prayers come in. And I say, it is the most effective prayer. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And what is that secret place of the Most High? It is that period that you shut yourself away from the world. And in an estate, wherever you are, where it is now between you and God. It is now between you and God. Why is it secret? We'll come to that shortly. First and foremost, Before you can go into the sacred place of the Most High, number one, there must be a relationship that exists between you and that God. It is that relationship you have that gives you boldness to approach Him. Oh yes. If you don't have a relationship with Him, then you continue to remain relating like a stranger. There are different types of relationship. It's so important. Before you enter that secret place of the Most High, what is my relationship with my God? And so, you begin to look inward. And the next thing is, you will soon discover that you should first approach Him by asking for His mercy and confessing your sin before Him. And so many of us come before God, even as we are coming now. I think the other day, I don't know when I was here, I saw somebody that came for vigil drunk. I saw that in the spirit. And what came to me is, how can a drunkard come to church? What does that mean? The truth is, did he come to pray? With which mouth? With which mouth? It's true. As some of you that come for vigil like this, the truth is you have only escorted some of us here. No, that's the truth. God is not a man now. He's not a man now. The Bible says, without holiness, no man will see Him. And you came here to see Him. No wonder. Those are the people that follow prophet. No matter how we pray this night, as we close, then they pursue them. Because they know God cannot hear their prayer. They know. That's the reason why Catholics believe in mediators. They know they are not worthy, so they have to pray through Mary. Mary, pray for me. Mother of God, pray for us. St. Jude, pray for us. You know if you pray. Why are you asking Mary to pray for you? It's because there's something wrong with you. You know you're an occultic man. You know the wickedness, what they do. So your own cannot go to God direct. It has to go through Mary. It has to go through St. Jude. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The day Christ died, the veil that separated the Holy of Holies from the people was torn open. Every one of us had access. He said, if you ask, He said, you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, He will do it. He said, come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy in the time of need. Come boldly. But how many people can come boldly? How many people can come boldly? Amen. You can only come boldly when your heart, your conscience is clear before God, amen. Oh, yes. When your heart is full of wickedness, how can you come and approach a merciful God? Hallelujah. You can't receive mercy when you don't give mercy. You can't receive love when you don't give love. All around you is wickedness. Nobody around you is happy. When you are around, everybody is frowning and you are coming before God. You will receive nothing. So what is the relationship you have with God that can make you dwell under the shadow of the Almighty? Praise God. You know, people deceive themselves. They look at God like some shrine somewhere. Once you go, you pour and kai, you go at peace. God has His own kai, and His own kai is a pure heart, a clean heart. When you come like that, hallelujah, you have poured Him His kai. Okay, let's reason now. That guy you are living with, now your boyfriend, sister, he's not coming to church. He's at home. You left him to come to church. Now let's reason, sister, let's reason. Now you left him to come to church. The reason you come is because you are praying towards your marriage. But you are living with him. Now you are praying so that the man no go leave you, go marry another person, because you checked for his phone yesterday. You can't see some kind text messages when it come. You say, if I joke, somebody go collect them from you and they go bright. Now let's reason, sister, let's reason. Now let's reason. Amen. Now you have been sleeping with that boy. Now he has been kissing you. Now the two of you kiss every time. In fact, when you are going out, he kissed you before you left and came. A man that has not paid your bride price. A man you have been fornicating with. And the Bible says that the prayer of a sinner is abomination. So you came here. What did you come for? So what will they pray? Now which prayer will you pray? Your prayer shall be different from our own from today. All the prayer you pray is, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. If I go back now, I go pack, come out. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. I go pack. I'm not going to let her touch me again. Lord, have mercy on me. That is the only type of prayer you need to pray. If not, before it's too late, go home. You're wasting your time. God can never answer that prayer. The scripture cannot be broken. Praise the Lord. Now let me tell you something. If a prophet pick you, amen, and you're a prostitute, and the prophet pick you here and discern you and discern you and discern you and see everything concerning your life, but he didn't mention prostitution, does it mean that God didn't see your prostitution? Does it mean that God didn't see your prostitution? Or does that mean that God endorses your prostitution? No, he's such a merciful God. It's an extension of his mercy. He wants you to know that I know everything what you do. I just leave that one, hoping you will change. Because God is not interested in disgracing anybody. Okay, so the first stage is relationship. What is your relationship? It's so important, and that is the aspect that many of us overlook. You want to find out before you go to that secret place. Any unforgiveness in my heart? Is there anybody I'm holding? And I told you the meaning of unforgiveness. Many people don't know the meaning of unforgiveness. I told you that if you offend somebody and then he gets angry with you, and the next day he's still angry with you, 1 week after he's still angry with you, it is not unforgiveness. You greet him, he no greet answer you. You go your way, you go my way. You say this one, you say you be Christian. You know they forgive. You know they forgive. You know they forgive. That is not unforgiveness. It is prolonged anger. Listen. Amen. Every wound we receive don't have the same time of healing. Some wounds take time to be healed. Some people recover faster than others. And it depends on the magnitude or the severity of the offense. Hallelujah. A young girl that was having her hope on this young man, then the closest friend that she was confiding goes behind and collects the man. Or scatter the relationship and she finds out who did it. Then the sister is coming and, please forgive me. Okay now, forgive me now, we'll be friends now, forgive me now. No be you be prayer warrior, no be you be our leader, forgive me now. Then the girl is saying, leave me alone. I don't want to have anything to do with you. Please go. Then you say, they say they be Christian. Unforgiveness. It's not unforgiveness. That is not unforgiveness. This is unforgiveness. Listen, unforgiveness is you turn and you do something to retaliate. You used to give the person something he depended on before. You withdraw it because of what he has done. That is unforgiveness. Not anger. Anger, it is natural to be angry. Praise the Lord. So you want to think, do I hold anybody in my heart? Do I have unforgiveness in my heart? That is why, to forgive somebody, you don't have to go and be the person, hey, brother, I forgive you. No, that is drama. That one is drama. Because you may say, I forgive you, and really not forgive the person. So it is a condition of the heart. Before whatever you withhold concerning that person, you begin to release it to the person. That means you have forgiven. He used to greet you before, you know the answer. Now you can answer. Now you see in Peking, one enter road, one do something to harm himself, you save the child. That is evidence you are forgiven. But if you have not forgiven, say, let the motor hit him. Hit him. Hit him, eh? Then with that heart, you are going to the Lord in prayer, you are wasting your time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it is that relationship you have with God that removes doubt. Having a relationship with God makes you to have confidence in Him. You know what He can do and what He cannot do. You know that if you pray, He will answer. Why? Because there is a relationship that exists. There is something that gives you confidence to carry your ATM card and go to any ATM machine, wherever it is. Why? You know that your account is not empty. Because that machine will reject you if you don't have a relationship with it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. What is the secret place? Let's open it. Let's see it now again. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. This is how the Lord put it. Verse 5 and verse 6. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. So number one, when you are going to pray, personal prayer is, people must not see you. They must not even know you are praying. That is what makes it secret. That is what makes it secret. And that is the most powerful prayer you can pray. Amen. Hallelujah. All this midnight prayer, that you will wake up and your neighbors will not be able to sleep because you are praying. I am telling you, there is no answer for such prayers. You are just making noise. You are making noise. You are making noise. If not, can't you yourself see that you have been doing that for the past 1 month and condition never change? My yoke is easy. My yoke is easy. Praise the Lord. There are so many midnight prayers that you pray. It is prayer you pray out of ignorance. God did not give us night for prayer. God gave us night to sleep. If you are not able to sleep in the night, every night, midnight prayer, from January until midnight prayer. What are you looking for? God gave us the day to walk, the night to sleep. But you are unable to sleep. Can't you see something is wrong? I want to teach somebody. Change it. And you see how your life will be this year. You see how your life will be this year. Hey, praise the Lord. Okay, then the next verse, verse 6. Because he said those who do that, he said they are hypocrites. You want everybody to see you that you sabi pray well. You dey pray well. And then the truth about it is, there is more to prayer than standing up and shouting. I watch all of you that refuse to sleep in the night. When you finish all that, your all witches die in this area, die. Anyone, my landlord will not greet me, my neighbor will not greet me, die by fire. When you finish that, you sweat. Immediately you sleep like this, now attack. Immediately you sleep up again, attack. Then you jump up again, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost. My yoke is easy. The reason is that instead of you to oppress secretly, you were disturbing a witch. So the witch stood up and looked at you in the spirit. And when you are saying, see this one. He saw your level, nothing, no power, nothing. Because that is not how your God told you to pray. That is not how our God taught us to pray. This is how Jesus told us to pray. He said, don't be like the hypocrites that stand up and then they want everybody to know, say, then they pray. Look at another verse. You see another verse again. Where are they, sir? Verse 16. Go to verse 16 again. Verse 16. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. He said, verily I say unto you, they have their reward. So both prayers, people should not know your prayer. When you are fasting also, I'm talking of personal fast. All this one. Brother, God bless you. I want you to have a kind this fasting hard today. What happened now? The third day, now day now, so no food, no water. Amen. And the third day, where are they now? 1, 2, 3, Kai. The thing hard, oh. The thing hard, but me, I must reach 7 days. I say, lie. The thing want me make I stop. The thing want make I stop. I don't go stop. I reach 7 days. Huh. Brother, I'm going to mountain. Where did they go? I'm going to mountain. What happened? 7 days drive past. Now they go to for mountain now. This my condition must change. Somebody must die in my village. Okay. When you came back, who died? Tell me now, who died? How many people died? Now you for die for nothing. Now you will kill yourself for nothing for that mountain. Because God don't send you, say, now make you fast before you deal with your enemy. He didn't say so. Now you go by yourself. If through fasting, enemy for die, we for never kill all of them, finish. Eh? If there is anything you can do for your enemy to die, even me, I get people where I'm for vomit and die. Some of them say, now pastor them be. Pastor of big church, I for say, Father, die. Him die. I can't pray that prayer. I know better because when you pray that type of prayer, the opposite thing happens to the person. The person will be living longer. That thing doesn't work like that. I'm teaching you something now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So what does it say in verse 6? Verse 6 now, Matthew chapter 6. But thou, when thou prayest, listen now, this is how to pray. When thou prayest, enter into thy closet. That closet means your secret place. That is the meaning of that closet there. A closet. And when you do that, and when thou hast shut thy door, you have to shut thy door. Shut your door. Then you say, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. See, the best thing that can happen to you is practice Bible. Eh? Just hold on to a scripture. Say, do it like this, Father. I should do it like this. when he said, do it like this and this will happen, do it and see whether it will happen or not. That is how the Christian faith is. Don't do something because another person is doing it. No, do it because you have seen it in the scriptural. Even if that person tells you, say it is working for him, that is him. You cannot generalize it. There is a general one God gave all of us. Come back to the Bible. This is how he said you should do it. He said, when you enter, say, enter your closet. And when you have shut the door, and this door here, it is a door, close it to avoid distraction. You are not going to offer a serious prayer with your telephone on by your side. That door is not yet closed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you are not going to pray at a time when either your children or your wife will come and knock the door. Bah, 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 bah. Then you say, I beg as they pray. The door is not yet shut. Ba 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 ba. Nandi, Nandi. He said, wait now. I said, they pray. Oh, sorry. How long will they pray? He will say, give me 1 hour. It is no longer secret. It is no longer secret. Now, this thing I'm teaching is not today I learned it. I've known all this why. You go ask my wife. How many times since I gave my life to Christ, how many times she has ever seen me pray? And we are living together. She will tell you the number of times. Praise the Lord. So don't think that I'm just knowing this. I am a Bible student. Hallelujah. Anytime I want to pray early before I go to bed, I will force everybody to go to bed. Everybody, go to bed, go to bed. Go to bed. Everybody, it's time to sleep. Off everything. Off everywhere. Everything. He said, well, go enter. Cover myself with blanket. Then when I'm sure everybody is asleep, I stand up. When they pray, I see the open door. Maybe the person won't go to the toilet. I will keep quiet. Finish and go. It's very powerful. When you finish like that, you go lie down, sleep. Come and see revelation. Come and see revelation. Revelation. Come and see revelation. I'm sharing a secret with you. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place, shut yourself. Secret prayer. Today I'm talking about personal prayer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Do you know that the disciples of Jesus said they will be sleeping? Jesus, don't take off. Why is he not sitting down there and praying while they are there with him? He will withdraw. By the time they wake up, they come back. He don't go sort himself out. They come back. That was very regular. Even the prophet of God to this age, William Branham, was the same thing till now. A lot of times, you say he's going for hunting. The things that are hunting, they go. Carrying Bible proof in back. He had a cave until he died before they discovered where he used to go and stay. In a cave in a bush. He could stay there for 3 days. They would say he go hunting. Sorting himself out with God in the secret place. Praise the Lord. So learn to have your secret time of prayers. Learn to have your secret time of prayers.